o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch.
Begins now. We'll get to our prize picks of the week in a moment. The unofficial ombudsman, our friend Rob Vogel, informs me on the private talk and text line that Big Noon Kickoff was the highest rated game last week with 5.96 million viewers, Nebraska, Ohio State, per Awful announcing. This is the second time this season it was number one.
That's great.
Oh, snap.
That's fair, Rob. That's fair. But let's just ask from a viewer standpoint, do I want to watch a big game? Would it be better for me as a fan to watch Ohio State, Penn State in the 6:30, 7 o'clock window? For me, yes. And I think for most of us, yes. But Rob's got the numbers, baby, and right. I can't fight the ombudsman.
From a competitive standpoint, if everyone's putting on their best game in prime time, you're not getting, say, the SEC fan who his choice at 11 a.m. is Arkansas, Florida, as Jesse pointed out, right? So, I understand it. Just for me, for my viewing, I'll tell you this. This is my biggest disappointment of the Big Ten swallowing up the Pac-12. I don't feel like I've gotten enough good really late games when I'm still, you know, working on stuff and I want to have a game.
Colorado's been on there a bunch.
Yeah, I don't want to watch Colorado. Mm-hmm. I don't want to watch Coach Prime. I'm not interested.
They're actually really fun. They're a fun team.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah. Top 25? No.
Yeah, zippity-doo-dah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to our prize picks of the week, shall we?
Could be in store for a Colorado-BYU Big 12 title game this year, which would be pretty fun.
Let's go Cougs.
So here's the interesting thing about the prize picks of the week this week. Because of the injury status for Packers quarterback Jordan Love remaining uncertain, nobody is on the board. There is one Packers player on the board right now, and it's Brandon McManus, more or less than 1.5 made field goals. That is not impacted by the health status of Jordan Love. Everything else, there's no Dobbs, there's no Jaden Reed, there's no Josh Jacobs,
Christian Watson.
There is nothing Packers on the board until we know more about the health status of Jordan Love, probably later today.
He'll be questionable.
So let me first ask you McManus, and then we'll go out into some Lions projections from there, because that one, I think, can tell some of the story of the game, too. Tausch, more or less 1.5 made field goals for your guy McManus.
I think you have to go more. He has not knocked injuries last week and for Green Bay yet. I mean, he's not going to miss another one. He's going to get some opportunities. So I think more. I think he'll have three made field goals this week.
Three made field goals from the Decepticon, Mark Tauscher. Three's a lot, and that would mean that their red zone offense would be stymied by the Detroit Lions.
Or they kick a long field goal at the end of the half. Maybe they kick a long one to be a game winner. So it's not doesn't mean that the red zone's going to stink. But I get what your point is.
Would you play that one?
No.
I don't think you would. Yeah. Okay. I'm glad we're on the same page there. I'm gonna go more because I want Jesse to have to play it. And when we agree, Jesse plays it, so that's how this works. I have no idea whether that'll actually occur, though.
Put it in the can on Prize Picks. All right, let's do some Lions ones here. Jared Goff, more or less, 232.5 passing yards. Tausch?
Less. I think this is going to be a Gibbsy Montgomery. It's going to be more of that.
Andy Gibbs.
I think he'll 232 is. I think this game's going to stay tight. I don't think anybody's going to pull away. It's not going to be like last year's game, either game, where the team that won got out to that big start. I think it's going to be a tight football game. And you saw what Goff did last week. You know, you can pull up that little button on the left-hand side when you're doing your prize picks projections, and it'll show you what he had the last week. Well, he had like 85 yards. Everybody's going to be thinking, less. He'll have more than 85, but I think he'll have less than 232.
Joe Gibbs, less. I'm with Tausch on this one as well.
All right.
Well, Alex Gibbs, one of the great O-line coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Jimmy.
Barry Gibbs was part of the what movie was he in? Or was singing? Oh,
Barry Gibb. The Gibb family was the Bee Gees. And then Andy Gibb, younger brother, not a member of the group.
Jethro Gibbs, NCIS, right? That's that one?
Sure.
Jahmyr Gibbs, more or less than 66.5 rushing yards. That seems low. Tausch?
It does seem low. Yeah, I'll go more. He's a home run hitter. Doesn't take much to get 66. I think I'm going to go more on that one.
I'm going to go more, too, especially since the one thing that I don't think the Packers have been great at defensively, stopping the run through eight games. So I'm going to go more also. Boy, we're really setting you up for either a very successful Prize Picks weekend, Jesse, or since you're playing with your own money, kind of a rough go if we're wrong about all this.
Could be an interesting one. How about Amon-Ra St. Brown, more or less than 75.5 receiving yards? How well will the Packers defend wide
Is
receiver
Jair
one?
Playing? Jason, Jair playing or not?
You're asking me to guess again?
No, I want you to report.
I can report that he has not practiced the last 2 days. I can report that I saw him in the locker room with really cool glasses. Like, I don't know if they're
a
prescription
or
not.
How was he moving around, though?
He was walking great. He was not hobbling when he walked around the locker room, which is slightly different than covering Brown.
Yeah, I can't make Jesse, I cannot make a projection if I don't know that answer. So
all right.
Pass.
We'll pass on Amon-Ra. Jason, are you going to pass on him, or are you leaning one way or the other here?
I'm leaning toward more. I think this is either going to be, this is going to be a bold prediction, which I know Tausch will appreciate. This is either going to be a big shootout, because that's what would make sense, or it's going to be with the rain and everything else. What do you call it? A sludge fest. Exactly. There you go.
16-13.
That's what I thought it was going to be. And there's going to be no yardage. You're going to be like, what the heck's going on out here? But I'm going to go more. But you're not going to play it because Tausch didn't play it.
Last one, tight end Sam Laporta for the Detroit Lions. More or less than 4 receptions. Are we going to go to the tight end a bunch or not too much, old T?
Yeah, more. Especially if Evan Williams doesn't play. I just remember what Arizona did. And Jason told me Arizona's the worst team in the league. And I felt like their tight end kind of had a... You said they're one of... You first, didn't give them any credit.
First
for
place
winning.
Team in the West.
Heard that.
You just feel like the tight end has had some success against this defense. And Laporta is a really good player. So then you start factoring in who may or may not play for the G&G. 4 is a lot of catches, but I still like more for Laporta.
What a tight end matchup, huh? Laporta v. Tucker Kraft.
You have a right tackle matchup. You got a safety matchup. You got a tight end matchup. You got a running back match. There are matchups on matchups on matchups.
Ice cream on top of ice cream. Am I right? I'm gonna say less. They're gonna find a way to slow him down. The problem is whether or not they'll slow down others. All right, those are our prize
Jesse,
picks.
Let's do a. Yeah, I love doing a little prize picks. I don't know what we have planned next. I would like to go
Steinhoff
sleepers. Sleepers of the
week. Okay, well then we're gonna do that. And prize picks. The best place to get real money sports action. Over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings. PrizePicks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everybody. Pick more or less on at least 2 players for a shot to win up to 100 times your cash. PrizePicks, the only real money daily fantasy platform with injury insurance. And boy, that could be very important this weekend when we don't know what's all happening. Keeps your lineups in play even if one of your players gets injured. PrizePicks puts their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, they're safe, and they're secure. When your picks hit, you get your money as quick as 15 minutes. You get 5 times your cash on PrizePicks with as little or correct picks. Download the app today. Use the code WI, and you get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's code WI, $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. PrizePicks.
Run!
Your
game.
Oh boy!
Nice, really well executed there.
Well, I needed to, Optimus Prime. I'm glad I could help. All right, our Steinhoffel sleepers of the week. I am going first to make sure that my guy doesn't get taken from
me. Oh, snap.
I've made a declaration. I do declare. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week, presented by Steinhoffels. Let me tell you a little bit about Steinhoffels before we play the music. And I make my pick first, which of course ensures that this guy will do nothing. And he will end up being... What are you doing?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Tausch is in
We're doing a radio show. Let's go. I'm trying.
Tausch is
really
in his.
Is that a manila envelope?
What is that? I thought it was the iPad case.
It's my Steinhoffel pick in my case, and I'm hoping it's not the same as yours.
We'll see. Ready to adjust, just like you need to adjust your plans for Black Friday. I see the NFL has games on Black Friday. I saw that advertised last night when I was watching the Aaron Rodgers comeback. As the Jets set the stage for a run the table on their way to the AFC playoffs, Black Friday.
That would be a sleeper. No,
he's a complicated fella.
But they did. Hey, they were getting Jason, booed on the opening possession.
Ain't going to happen, FYI.
But they got the dub last night, and you will
and
be a winner.
By the way, Houston, they're dead, too. It's over. Continue.
Do they have a problem?
It's over.
Oh, good one. Clever. Yeah.
That's a good one.
They do
and
have
It's not
problem.
Even the movie that we did. You didn't even tip it off like somebody on this panel.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's still after breakfast. And after breakfast on Black Friday, you could swing in to Steinhoffel's, or you can do it right now because Black Friday furniture and mattress savings start now. It's November 1st. Black Friday is like November 29th, and yet at Steinhoffel's, you could start getting the deals already starting today. Get all the latest looks at the season's best prices, like mattresses, starting at just $199, recliners for $449, sofas for $499, and more. Plus, you can pay with Steinhoffel's special 18-month 0% financing when your purchase totals $799 or more. No money down, no hidden fees. Just great quality and all the time that you need, 18 months to make it paid for. Shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. Time now for our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week.
Don't sleep, you gotta stay up.
Hey there, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey.
Okay, campers, rise and shine.
It's time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week on Wilde and Tausch.
It is time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. And Tausch, there were many times during my illustrious career covering you when you were, during the second half of your career, just hiding in the training room or wherever you might have been to avoid me. But you were never rude, for my recollection. Never rude. I don't have time today, maybe. Chris Brooks was the most polite about not wanting to talk to me of any guy I've had in the last 10 years not want to talk to me. And Lord knows there's
what
been a lot
say?
Of people.
What did he say?
His answers became increasingly brief, but they were delivered in a very friendly manner.
Smiles.
I don't know if I'd go so far as a smile because, as Steno said of Chris Brooks, I don't know if I've seen him smile since he got here. He is a business first, all pro type style player, just pros pro. And he has started to get a meaningful role on this team.
He's done some usurping.
I like what I've seen from him. I like that he did not score his first NFL touchdown for the greater good of his football team. And I got the sneaking suspicion, much like they did for getting Josh Jacobs his first... Are you being attacked by birds now? Is that
there is a gaggle. I'm talking gaggles of geese just...
I think you should start doing your show, even if it's in your driveway. You should start show from the vehicle.
Well, the one time we had Tannenbaum on, we had horses floating through. That would have been good. Yeah, maybe I will.
But I have a sneaking suspicion that after giving up his first NFL touchdown to go down and run out the clock for the game-winning field goal by Brandon McManus as time expired, there's going to be a little bit of a goal of getting him into the end zone. I don't know if it'll work, but I'm going to take Chris Brooks as my Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week.
A good, solid pick. He's definitely... Like last week, after I stole Jesse's pick just to make his life miserable, and then Wilson goes in there and he's usurped.
Mm-hmm.
Brooksy usurped him. Mm-hmm. I can't go Wilson. But what I am going to do, and I'm going to bank on something, and I don't like doing this.
No. Nope.
But I don't think Evan Williams is going to play. He hurt his hammy.
Right.
We heard it. He's got the bye. So I'm not going that route, obviously, but they're going to not. Everybody now is aware where 29 is. Oh, where's McKinney? Oh, where's X? Mm-hmm. We're not going to let X beat us. Well,
mm-hmm.
You can only look so many different places.
Mm-hmm.
Javon Bullard is going to be my guy. I think he's going to have opportunities. They call him Bull, and I'm going to go no Bull. I'm picking Bull for my Steinhoff's Sleeper of the Week.
All right. Well, that only leaves one last person, and it is the arrogance.
The champion. He's almost got this thing closed.
Toronto, I'm like the Bills in the AFC East of Sleepers of the Week here. Lock this thing up by
Thanksgiving.
They've
never won like Super Bowl, though, right?
No, he's like the Brewers. They get that big lead and close up the division first.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how the postseason. Mm-hmm. But really, this is going to come down to the postseason anyways. Like, we're all going to get in.
Jesse, what if you're done stretching and yep. puffing out your chest, mm-hmm. would you make a selection so we can get to Domofsky, please?
Well, I was going to pick Chris Brooks, but then you took him first, so that's actually great news for me.
It's worked out well for you lately.
Four catches for 54 yards this season, but the last time Big Game Burkhart was on the call, Big Game Bo had a big touchdown catch in the divisional round of the playoffs. Bo Melton is my Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week.
All right. We'll see. I'm going to go let Bo know, because Bo knows. What is that? What are you doing?
It's my envelope. I just took my Steinhoffel out of there, and I'm trying to block some of this sun.
Well, don't you have... Sun? Isn't there like a sun visor on your vehicle?
Yeah, but then it'll cover the whole camera like
why,
this.
Why don't you close? You said you had a sunroof. Why don't you close it?
Why don't you sunroof it?
Sick burn, bro. Rob Domofsky joins us next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
If I've said it once, I've said it a thousand times. This guy's as good as it gets when it comes to covering an NFL team. I do have one season on him. This is year 29 for me, 28 for him.
Oh, snap.
That's all I got on him, man. He breaks news. He can write. He looks great on television. He stands in the rain at practice while we're still doing the radio show, so I don't have to. It is our friend Rob Domofsky on Wildy and Tausch. Rob, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're very, very, very good. And I'm curious, having stood in the rain and watched Jordan Love, what appeared from your video across the very large raindrops that were falling in it, He did appear to be moving a little bit gingerly as I watched him.
Oh, yeah.
But he was out there in the slippery, rainy conditions. What, if anything, should we take from what you saw from him yesterday?
That's really hard because was he going out there just to test it? Was he going out there to prepare to start? It was really hard to tell, but you've seen it, Jason. They do that drill. It's a running back quarterback drill where they toss it to the running back going one way, then another back. He rolls out the opposite way and then throws to a equipment person. And when you – I think I tweeted both him and Willis doing it. Malik Willis was putting his foot in the ground and turning a lot harder than Jordan Love was. I'm not sure, you know, it's so hard. We literally get to see, let's see, the period has 14 minutes and they kick us out at 9. So we literally get to see 5 minutes of individual drills. And I don't want to make any grand assessment, but I will say, I mean, the fact that he was out there in those conditions, I mean, if he wasn't thinking he could play, why would he be out there? So I'm not ready to make any grand
don't you think it's subterfuge?
I don't know, Tausch. I mean, like, I'm too old to play these freaking games, you know? Like, they may not be, but I am.
Jeez. What a crusty old beat guy you've become.
That's exactly
what it is. Hey, I was told, Tausch, I was told you weren't even going to be here, so I was prepared for an easy day, Jason.
Yeah, you're not getting an easy day with old. Yeah, hey, you're not getting an easy day with old TB. I'm here, and I know nobody knows, but it is an advantage for the Packers to put him out there and make Dan Campbell and the Detroit staff think about having to deal with both, because it's going to be a whole different plan. And I'm sure LaFleur knows what he's going to do already. This isn't going to be one of these, well, maybe. He knows, right? And it's going to be, let's try and force Detroit to utilize time working on both. Don't you think that's part of this process?
Well, right. And if you look at the numbers of the way they've run and passed with both guys, it is a hugely different game plan. When Willis has started, now this doesn't count the half that he played at Jacksonville, but when he, in the two games that he started, the Packers have rushed on 68% of their designed plays, so 68% designed runs. That doesn't include scrambles, compared to 41% for Jordan Love. So totally different style of play. Now, that said, I do think Malik Willis is skewing more toward being able to do more in the passing game. So there is that. But, it's a vastly different plan. And throw in the weather. The last I looked, it was 96% chance of rain or 93% chance of rain. I don't know if that means it's going to rain for 93% of the day or there's a 7% chance that it won't rain. I never understood the meteorological definitions of those, but that's a pretty good chance that it's going to rain. And to me, I actually think in some ways it plays to the Packers' advantage, regardless of who's playing quarterback, if it's a rainy game.
Why?
Because it's not a shootout, and if Malik Willis has to play, then they don't want to get into a shootout. So I think it's more of a ball control type of game, and I think that favors the Packers. I really do. I mean, I was sitting there covering the game in Jacksonville, and the Packers were scuffling along in the first half, early second half. Would they have 17 points or something at that half? And I just kept watching the scoreboard, and the Lions were in the 30s. Then they were in the 40s. Then they were in the 50s with points. And, I did go back and watch some of the highlights of that game. I mean, they scored, and they moved the ball in a variety of different ways that I think is dangerous.
Rob, are you as smitten with Jeff Hafley as I am?
You tend to go all in or all out on guys pretty quickly.
I'm all out on Versace.
But Rob, just for the record, that never clouds his judgment on his evaluations of players.
No,
coaches,
clearly not.
Yeah. If he doesn't like them, he's still going to be fair and unbiased, right?
Team no doubt. Died yesterday. Jason didn't ask a single question of Versace. Just did not.
Oh, I could tell. He was so mad. Hey, Rob, he doesn't watch any baseball all year, and all of a sudden now he's become like he's bleeding Dodger blue because Bisaccia likes the Yankees. That's how, like, I don't want to say vengeful, but there is something. Like, he just is a grudging mo. You know what?
That's what Wilde is. Grudge is long. Yeah, I thought I was a grudge holder, but no.
So, Rob, was he just pouting during Bisaccia's deal? Was he just sitting there pouting?
No, I was boycotting.
Oh, my God.
Boycotting, pouting, aren't they basically the same thing?
Very, very similar thoughts, yes.
Yeah.
You're a beauty, Wilde. You're an absolute beaut.
He's been on the team longer than me, but he's younger, and he's not wised up yet. So, let him have his childish ways. He is a little
yes.
younger.
Yeah, because you don't hold grudges at all.
With Halfley, Jason, like I have fallen in the trap before of you know, believing or not believing in players, in coaches too early. Heck, I believed Aaron Rodgers in 2019 when he said, hey, we have a defense now. You know, I believed it. And, you know, I do think that the signs that Halfley is able to adjust, and it's not just one plan, and whether, you know, we're going to play the way we play, and if it works, it works. If it doesn't, then we're in trouble. I don't think that's his philosophy. You know, as much as we all loved Dick Bennett and the way he played basketball, like, they played one way, and it was either good enough or it wasn't good enough. And this is a guy who has already shown in 8 games that he can learn. He can move guys around. He can come up with different plans depending on what the strength of the opponent or weakness of the opponent is. It looks right now like a really good hire. The other thing, too, you cannot underestimate players. I mean, like, players make a huge difference. And I just look at the secondary that we saw last year versus the secondary that we saw last week, even when there were, you know, some guys banged up. And guys in and out of the lineup, they had more options. They were able to do things with different guys if they weren't playing well or if they had to sit out for a bit. And I think that's just, you know, I mean, it's a player's game ultimately. And I think you got to give a lot of credit there.
All right, Rob, you can only pick one. Hey, go to you. You're the D coordinator.
Deep dish
you
pizza.
Can either have. Yes, exactly.
It wasn't that.
Pizza Hut is what you'd go with there. Evan Williams. Or Jair Alexander healthy to play this weekend? Who are you picking?
I'll take Jair.
All day?
You know, he's not all day. I probably answered too quickly because Evan gives them so much flexibility.
Didn't it feel before I let you finish, Rob, didn't it feel like didn't it feel like last week that Jacksonville couldn't do squat? And then all of a sudden, Evan Williams gets hurt? And I don't know if there's a cause and effect. I don't know. But it certainly felt that way, that it just was a different defense when he wasn't out there.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, Taj. Maybe I'm more just inclined to lean with the veteran in a game like this, huge game. I think I just trust that Jair's steadiness is going to be more important than maybe a guy who, you know, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just all about who can make a big play here or there. But, you know, I trust Jair to be really solid and not give up a huge play. Now, is he going to, you know, I don't know, is he going to make a big play? I don't know. But I like his veteran experience, his solid play, knowing that he knows what he's doing in a big game like this, especially – you know, maybe in difficult conditions.
Rob, you asked a question yesterday. I can't remember who it was of, but I had not thought of this. And then once you did, I was like, wow.
Twice a day.
Wow. That's true. But unlike Taush,
is
I'm going to ask
same
you the question.
Thing with when it's daylight savings time, or is it then 4 times? And you flip it back.
I thought we were getting rid of daylight saving time. I said that.
But we're not. Did you hear this? You're supposed to, when you turn the clocks back, and I don't know if somebody's messing with me. They could be. Does it then you're not supposed to change your fans? Is that a fake news deal? That your ceiling fans?
Change
you
your fans.
No, I you didn't. Should have it oscillate the other way.
Yeah, I just learned this.
I think you're right. I think in the winter, they're supposed to rotate so the air moves up or down, and then the opposite in the summer. Yeah, I think you're onto something.
We just got a new ceiling fan installed in our living room. The fan blades are slightly angled up to move the air out, so that you switch it the other way, and it blows the air down, and it keeps the house warmer.
Right?
Yeah.
Huh. I was told I couldn't turn the fan on in our bedroom because I haven't dusted it, and dust would go flying all over the place.
Yeah, that's always the tricky part of that.
That's on the bye week. But anyway, let's get back to my great question of yesterday, Jason. Let's hear more about how great I was.
Thanks for reminding us on our own show what the hell we're talking about. Hard to believe that might happen around here. I didn't realize that the Detroit Lions, as Mike McCarthy likes to say, have yet to play a game outdoors and only have three outdoor games on their schedule.
Yeah, they have the Bears this game, and I believe the 49ers. It's either it's one of the West teams. Yep, Seattle, 49ers. Is it San Francisco? Yeah, I mean, I was looking at that yesterday. I mean, that's remarkable. Like, as they say, it is what it is, but it's still that's something to me. And I can't fathom that kind of a schedule where you only play three games in outside of a climate control thing. I mean, I don't know. This game to me is an outdoor game, but, you know.
Hey, guys, I hate to tell you this, but every new stadium that's coming online, Cleveland, Jacksonville, Tennessee, they're all going dome so they can do the concerts, they can have the Super Bowls, they can do all this. So that stat that you brought up, that, by the way, very interesting, especially if it's going to be sloppy out on Sunday, that stat's going to be more and more common because more and more stadiums that are coming online are going to be this way. That's just the reality of the deal.
Jason thinks I'm just showing up with nothing every day. whenever my kids are amazed that I say something insightful, I always say, you think I'm coming here with nothing?
All right, I have an insightful question for you, Rob. Okay. Is Malik Willis...
And then he'll interrupt your answer.
No, I won't interrupt, Rob. I only interrupt you.
But daylight savings, though.
The daylight savings thing is interesting, is it not? So is Malik Willis the most consequential backup quarterback that we've had in Green Bay since Bradkowski in the Lombardi era?
I mean, look, Matt Flynn, well, now we have animals in Jason's office.
Luna's
Matt
here now.
Flynn,
yeah.
Matt Flynn is close, but not this close. You know, like, I mean, Matt Flynn had an unbelievable regular season finale in 2011, but they didn't need it, right?
Saved the 13th season.
I was going to say he came back in 13.
Saved it to get beat in the first round. I get it.
Well, right. Yeah, no, and that's why I'm just trying to list off anything possible. You know, obviously there was nothing during Brett, so we can just go right back to the 80s, which I don't really remember much about. I mean, I feel like I know more about the 60s Packers than I do the 70s and 80s. So yeah, I mean, I think not only is it, is he exactly what you said, Tausch? To me, like, you basically traded a 7th round pick for 3 wins, like. I think teams would give up a 4th round pick for 3 wins in a season. I mean, obviously there's nothing. Yeah, maybe higher. There's nothing guaranteed. But I mean, that I have not seen or even fathomed that this could happen. Now, look, Joe Flacco came in. Was it last year to Cleveland and led them to the playoffs? Right? Isn't that? Was it last year that Flacco did that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But that's, you know, it's different. That's a veteran guy who you signed because of who he is. This was a shot in the dark, a flyer, a gamble, whatever you want to say. I think you couldn't have, Brian Gutekunst couldn't have drawn it up any better. He just couldn't have. And regardless of where the season goes, and if it ends up like 2013 and they don't get out of the first or second round of the playoffs, I still think it kept hope alive and allowed them to go into the second half of the season with a real shot at this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds
That's
like
an
a
article
song draft
you
to
two
me.
Can fight over. I think it's a great article.
Yeah, Rob hardly ever writes, so I'll probably end up writing it. All right.
Burn
for this morning.
TV star. just a TV guy now.
Yeah, huh? I was busy with television on Wednesday, so my story got pushed back to today. I think it's insightful and it was born out of how after the game Sunday in Jacksonville, like Tucker Kraft, Elton Jenkins, they were basically really down on themselves and the offense for, you know, not being able to take care of business and letting it have come down to a field goal. And, like, I started thinking about the last 2 weeks they've won the toss and they've received, and they've gotten exactly one first down out of those two drives. Mm-hmm. That's the opposite of why you do this. And
Let's defer. Let's defer and take the second half. I'm with you.
I agree. Defer every time.
All right, last thing for you, so you can get over to Lambeau Field and watch practice for us, since I won't be there. You and I and Bill Huber, we were all there at Josh Myers' locker yesterday, watching him try to put on his socks and shoes with one hand. Yeah. And I brought him up earlier in the show. He has become one of those unsung guys, right? He's on the verge of his 45th consecutive start. He missed a huge chunk of his rookie season with knee injury and a finger injury. But the bottom line is, if he doesn't go, they do have a plan to fill in for him.
Yep.
But he's kind of one of those guys that you don't want to have to play without. How important is it that he finds a way to play, and how concerning is it that he's in the position he's in?
Well, it's a good thing that he's not left-handed, because I asked him, I said, if this was your snapping hand, could you play? And he didn't even hesitate and said, no, I couldn't. Now, the way he was talking, I get the sense he wants to give it a try with a club or, you know, whatever you'd have to use. And he said, look, I have to basically be perfect with my feet and perfect with my good hand and still be able to try to throw the bad hand in there. The one thing is, I don't think that it's a huge necessarily drop off if you put Elton Jenkins at center. The concern is then what you do at left guard, which is probably Jordan Morgan, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that's the, or unless you put Jordan Morgan at right guard and move Sean Ryan over to left guard. Either way, it puts Jordan Morgan, you know, probably in the starting lineup. And I just don't know if he's ready for, 70 plays. Adam Stanovich told us yesterday that, he feels like he's getting better, but he said, look, he's got bad plays just like everybody. And he's had bad plays in a 20-25 snap stint. And there's only going to be more of them if you're playing the full game. So to me, it's the trickle down effect that's I think Elton Jenkins could be, a great center, if they needed him to be. So
not as great as Zach Tom, from what I hear.
Correct. Yeah. And Josh
Hall
Myers
of Fame. Isn't he a Hall of Fame? He's a Hall of Fame center, I was told.
Rob Dabowski reported.
What happens when they don't re-sign Josh Myers this offseason?
Yeah, Elton Jenkins Elton Jenkins will be playing center, and Zach Tom's going to get a deal about, like, we're a little under what Penei Sewell's got. Sewell.
Sure, right, yeah.
Penei Sewell.
Yeah. So
he's a ball player.
I don't know. My gut is that Josh Myers gives it a shot, though. I think he's going to try to convince them to let him play.
All right, Rob, we've kept you way
too
long.
Hey, Rob, before you go, okay, Jordan Love, sure. Yes or no, is he playing?
I think so. I think yes.
Oh, Wildy.
Thanks, Wildy.
Rob.
I'm not great at this. I'll be perfectly honest. I'm not great at the prediction.
It's fun.
Yeah.
So, are you done with Rob now? Are you sure you're done?
Rob, now that you played, how did you shoot at this exclusive course that you played last week?
I played pretty well, actually, Tausch. For not having played in 3 weeks, I started out, I double bogeyed the first three holes and then shot 37 on the back nine. So,
not a babe.
Felt pretty good.
Would Wildy have broken 200 there?
There's a lot of water. There was a lot of water, and all of it was right from your buddy. So
thanks,
the other thing, there was basically an island green. It was about 150 yards, and I mean, like, if you really play golf the way you have to play and by the rules, like, is he going to? I mean, how many is it going to take him to get it on the green? I mean, he could make 10 or 12.
It's a great question. Yeah, you don't get a drop
hole,
next to the green.
It was, you might shoot 500. Goals, so if he ran out of balls, he could just walk right to the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Tin cup Wildy right there on that hole. All right. That's it for us with you. Oh, please continue. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say on that hole, I hit it to about 8 feet on that hole. So it was.
Bury it, or did you leave it short?
Nah,
did you bury it?
I missed it. No, I underrated the break and missed
okay,
it.
Yeah. Pro, you missed the pro. So you didn't even miss the pro side?
No, I missed it on the low side, amateur side.
Come on, Rob.
Jesse, did you have any questions for Rob before we let him go?
I've been distracted during Rob's entire appearance because his head is perfectly centered in the doorway behind him.
It is. Yeah. That's 100% true. Yes.
Yeah,
dude, that is so good.
You know, Jesse, it's funny that you say that because when I do live shots at Lambeau, the producers always say, make sure the goalpost isn't coming out of the top of your head.
Just,
the
you
archway of the door is perfectly over my
head. That is
It had to have been intentional because it was just so perfectly like formed around you.
Here's the deal. My wife's working from home today, and she's took my chair that I normally have here, and I'm stuck with this. Look at this thing I'm sitting on. It's like from 19.
Oh, no.
Like this one chair.
It's an antique. It's an antique. Well, Jason will take you to Steinhoffel's. Jason will get you a new chair from Steinhoffel's. That's what he'll... But, Rob, what did you do with your ceiling fan? Are you going to turn the blades the other way, or what are we going to do? Are you just leaving it? Yeah, right there.
I don't know. Have to research. I'm not even sure which way is the right way, Tosh.
Yeah, me either.
All right, Rob.
All right, Jason, we're done.
Which way does the toilet flush in the western hemisphere, or the northern hemisphere, or whatever?
Clockwise. It's clockwise, and then it goes counterclockwise over in Australia.
Australia. Okay.
Rob.
This was a great segment.
Get the hell out of here.
All right, we'll be seeing you.
That is the great Rob Domofsky. That was a great segment. There's no two ways. And it went a little long, in case you didn't notice.
Blog-esque.
It is, because we'll be starting the 11 o'clock hour at about 11:20. Tausch, before we can even get to the next segment of the 10 o'clock hour, you need to tell us about AmFam.
Oh, AmFam, Packer fans, ready for some game day excitement? Well, next time you're at Lambeau, stop by the American Family Insurance Title Townhouse and experience the thrill of making a game-saving play with our interactive Protect the End Zone game. Plus, don't miss out on all the amazing giveaways, from exclusive Packers merch to special prizes. There is something for everyone. Visit us at Title Town to make sure your game day is unforgettable. For more info, check out amfam.com/Packers. Dream fearlessly, insure carefully.
More next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
I don't want to say bullying. That's too strong. But since you seem to be, shall I say, demanding predictions, what's your prediction on Jordan Love playing or not?
I don't think he's playing.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you say that, kind sir?
Well, you told me on Wednesday that it wasn't going to, so that's why I'm going.
Good one. No, really, why don't you think he's playing?
I think the fact that he had to pull himself out of that game and crumple to the ground in pain, it wasn't a cramp. Now, he moved around, albeit incredibly gingerly.
Gingerly. Mm-hmm.
The fact that it was slippery out, and that kind of swayed me a little bit, but I just think with the bye and the fact that this was an injury that he battled all last week, I think the smart, rational thing to do here is to not play, and I think Jordan is a smart, rational dude. Competitive is all get out. I think the Packers are going to lean on the high side of caution here and play Malik Willis. That's why.
All right. I wanted to get that from you because if I'm reading this correctly, you're going to do headlines, and then you're going to go, deuces be
on
us.
I'm going to go watch my kid play. I'm going to show up for my first hockey game, and then it's not my first, but it's
hashtag father of the year.
So I'm not going to miss this one. Yep. Foy.
Before we get the headlines, kick off the 11 o'clock hour.
A needle pulling thread.
I'm sorry.
Whoa, Nelly!
so, and I said a needle pulling thread. You've heard that song before.
No, and I can't hear you now because you're getting all glitchy again. And I need you to tell me about Quick Trip, which, if I'm correct, is called Quick Star when you get to Iowa, but it's still Quick Trip. They just call it something different in Iowa.
Yeah, I have not gotten to Iowa yet, but look at what I stopped for this morning. I normally just get like a 12 or 16 ounce. Look at this guy. Big boy.
Wow. 24 ounce.
Time to talk about my favorite pit stop. Made it today at Quick Trip. Take a quick trip down memory lane at the bake sale. Get those baked goods like grandma makes. Looking for something for breakfast. Not for breakfast, get a big old supple muffin. Right now, they're only $1.19. Bake sale's perfect for sharing and just treating yourself. And it's not just the sweets at Quick Trip. You also get the chicken. I love the Monday rotisserie chicken. You got the bone-in or tenders deal for $9.99 on Wednesdays. They're hand-breaded, boneless, and beautiful. But wait, there's more. Quick Trip Cravings bacon-wrapped pork loins. A little $4 for $5 deal. 5 ounces a piece. It is a beautiful deal. Stock your fridge with Nature's Touch milk. Skim 1 or 2%, only $2.99 a gallon. Download the Quick Rewards app. Order ahead. Earn points. Order all your favorites, plus pizza and take-home meals. Take care of the payment or just stop by. Get it done curbside. QuickTrip.com.
The 11 o'clock hour starts with headlines next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.